I don't know why I podcast like I do. I don't know why I just do. I just podcast. I don't know why I podcast like I do. I don't know why I just do. You might find it strange or funny that I do all this work and make no money. I don't know why I podcast like I do. I don't know why I just do. Well, hello there, Carolina Shout podcast listeners. It's me again, Ethan Uslan, your old-timey piano player from Charlotte, North Carolina. I have been possessed by a spirit that compels me to podcast. We've tried everything, therapy, exorcisms, mindfulness exercises, even hot yoga, but I can't seem to shake this compulsion to podcast. So here we go, episode number 51. Now, for today's episode, I'm going to go back and revisit some pieces that have been in my repertoire for many years, but I haven't played them too much recently, so I need to practice them. I have some concerts coming up, and I want to be well practiced. So this is going to be kind of a rehearsal. And since I mentioned upcoming concerts, I might as well invite you to them. If you're in Sacramento, I have a concert in Sacramento on April 7th. I'm sure there's got to be someone listening who's in Sacramento. And you can get details at my website on that. And if you're more of a Chicago person, I have a concert at Ravinia on March 9th. That's kind of a big one. I'll be sure to get a good night's sleep before that concert. And I also have a concert March 30th in Superior, Wisconsin, for those of you in the greater Duluth metropolitan area. All the information about those are at my website, ethanuslan.com. But if you live nowhere near those places or my stomping grounds of Charlotte, North Carolina, do not fret. I am here for you right now in podcast form. The first song I'd like to play for you today is Heart and Soul by Hoagie Carmichael. I've played it before on this podcast, I think in like the first or second episode, and I use it as the outro music in this podcast for most episodes. I love Heart and Soul. I like the melody, I like the harmonies, I just like it. And I also love the fact that people recognize it. As you may know, sometime long before I was born, Heart and Soul somehow evolved into this ubiquitous piano duet that people who don't know how to play piano play. One person plays a repeating vamp towards the left side of the piano, and the other person plays a simple melody, white notes only, on the right. It usually sounds like this. Kate, you take the right and I'll take the left, all right? Thanks, Kate. So that's how most people know Heart and Soul, but only the connoisseurs like us know that Heart and Soul is a real song. It has words and everything. I like to play Heart and Soul at my live concerts because it's that rare song that's both incredibly famous, yet at the same time, in a way, it's incredibly unknown. And when I play Heart and Soul, I like to preface it by saying that it's the first song I ever learned to play in my life, which is true. It comprises my mom's entire piano repertoire, and she passed it on to me when I was 9 years old. So I like to play this at the beginning of concerts, because it just seems natural to start at the beginning with the first song I ever learned. It just makes sense. And I just love seeing people's reactions when they hear that introductory vamp. I think it brings back childhood memories for a lot of people. The only drawback I have found is that the Heart and Soul piano duet seems to be mostly an American thing. I've played Heart and Soul in France, and I don't think people recognized it. I don't think the Heart and Soul piano duet is as common over there as it is here. Cultural differences, what can I say? Anyway, no matter what your culture is, no matter what your Heart and Soul familiarity level is, I'm going to play it right now. Hope you like it. So that was Heart and Soul by Hoagie Carmichael. I've been playing it since I was 9 years old, and I've been tweaking it over the years. The song first came out in 1939. As for the duet version that my mom taught me, I don't know when that whole thing blew up and who started it. It's one of the great mysteries of the modern world. Okay, now I'd like to play my wife, Kate's, favorite song. I like to give her a shout out at concerts every once in a while, so I play this one a lot. Before I tell you what the song is, let me tell you a little bit about Kate. Aside from being the audio engineer for the Carolina Shout podcast, she's also a public health professional. In one of her previous jobs, she worked for the Charlotte-Mecklenburg County Health Department. Her position was called the Tobacco Control Coordinator. That means she was part of the push to make lots of policies in the city that discourage smoking. No smoking in restaurants and government buildings. No smoking in hospitals. Stuff like that. So Kate is very anti-smoking. I know this concept is very foreign to my French listeners who smoke constantly, but again, what can I say? Cultural differences. Anyway, Kate is anti-smoking, and she'd probably kick me out of the house if she caught me with a candy cigarette. Needless to say, the Carolina Shout podcast studio has a no-smoking policy. Although chewing tobacco is okay. Kate, can you pass the spittoon? Thanks. Okay, now I'm going to take a nice deep breath of clean, smoke-free air, and I'm going to play Kate's favorite song, the Jerome Kern classic from 1933, entitled Smoke Gets in Your Eyes. Thank you. So that was Smoke Gets in Your Eyes, a beautiful song with a great public health message. And since I just played a song about a part of Kate's life that you may not have known about, I'm now going to play a song about my life that you may not have known about. Did you know that about 10 years ago, I was a librarian? It's true. Excuse me, I meant to say, it's true. And now I'm going to play a song from 1920 called Whispering. This one is dedicated to all you librarians out there. Enjoy. Shh. So that was Whispering. It was a big hit in 1920 by a songwriter named John Schoenberger. Not much is known about John Schoenberger, but clearly he was inspired by the physical act of whispering. Maybe he was a librarian, or maybe he composed the song while the baby was sleeping, or maybe he was gossiping. Hey, his hair's not real. It's a toupee. Well, that's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. Feel free to come to one of my concerts if you can get to Sacramento, Chicago, or Superior, Wisconsin. Or you can go to my website and buy a CD or download MP3s. Or if you play piano, I have a bunch of sheet music I sell from my website. I also sell special Ethan Uslan breath mints that are really strong and hide the scent of cigarette smoke on your breath. I've been using them for years, and Kate will never find out unless she listens to this. Let's hope she doesn't.